Good morning. The first chikungunya outbreak has been recorded in Spain as three tourists on the Costa Blanca were confirmed infected. The infection was confirmed from Reykjavik, where three Icelandic tourists returned after holidaying in Alicante at the end of May. The first case was recorded as a 37-year-old woman entered a Reykjavik hospital suffering from a high fever on June 1st. By June the 8th, analysis confirmed the virus to be chikungunya, the first localised transmission recorded in Spain. The woman's sister and niece also tested positive for the virus. Chikungunya is transmitted by the tiger mosquito and is characterised by the sudden onset of fevers, chills, conjunctivitis, low back pain, stiffness and intense joint pain. There is no vaccine or specific antiviral treatment, so care is focused on pain relief. Spain's public health body is planning to launch an active surveillance plan in primary care centres, and the Alicante hospital will remain on alert to detect possible new cases. Although other European countries, such as Italy and France, have already suffered intermittent outbreaks of chikungunya since 2007, Spain has not registered any case of local transmissions of the virus until now. The Spanish Supreme Court has denied the leader of the Catalan Republican left, Oriol Junqueras, permission to leave prison to attend a ceremony at the National Electoral Commission today to be sworn in as a member of the European Parliament. The Supreme Court's decision means Junqueras will not get immunity from the European Parliament. The court said that allowing Junqueras to travel to Brussels would lead to a loss of judicial control. A British tourist has broken several bones and faces paying thousands of euros in medical bills after jumping from the balcony of a Mallorca hotel. Video footage published online by Spanish media shows the holidaymaker leaping from the balcony of a Magaluf hotel onto a tree before falling when it gave way beneath him. The unnamed tourist now reportedly faces hospital fees of more than 37,000 euros after breaking his collarbone and several ribs. It comes a week after a 20-year-old British tourist, Frederick Alexander McVicar, died after falling from a second-floor Magaluf balcony. More than 500 small earthquakes took place in Tenerife in the space of 2 hours on Friday. The Canary Islands Institute of Volcanology said the tremors were recorded between around 5:10 p.m. and 6:50 p.m. local time. No injuries or damage were reported. It's the most earthquakes recorded in one event since more than 700 were detected in the space of 5 hours on October 2, 2016. The tremors reached a magnitude of 1.8 and took place around 10 kilometres under the Tide National Park. And the family and friends of missing 32-year-old Mark Palmer say they're getting desperate after several trips to Ontinyent in the Valencia province. Mark, who suffers from depression, moved to Spain in search of a new life, but disappeared on April 27th. His dad and uncle have visited the area twice, but say the process of examining his phone records and CCTV footage is very slow. Mark, from Dunstable in Bedfordshire, is described as being of slim build with very short ginger hair and a red beard. Anyone who thinks they may have seen him should call the 112 emergency hotline. A Facebook site, Mark Palmer, Missing in Spain, has been created with ongoing updates and photographs. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.